Mark, there was obviously a little concern when Patrick Laine takes you out there for a short time period, but to get back and obviously on the ice today, you're okay?
Yeah, all good. Like, he's got a muffin, so, all good.
What's it like coming back? Obviously, how special is it for you to play in this building once a year?
It's always awesome. Scored my first goal here. Obviously, a lot of friends and family, come to these games. So it's always, it's always very special to come back here, and hopefully it's a good one tonight.
Lenny joked he thought his shot was going bar down when he hit you.
No chance. No chance at all. I think I was going wide, actually. So tonight he better bury it.
Just in turn, Paul's talked about just the importance of maybe some trying to get that increased zone time. He kind of liked the called the game against Montreal a little bit of a start in that direction. Just kind of what contributes to being able to do that effectively, especially against a team like
this? I'd say just guys in the right spot. That's the biggest thing. I think, consistency on the lines, knowing where guys are going to be, knowing where your outlets are, knowing where your options are. I think that's the biggest thing, especially against a team like this. They're quick. They have good sticks. They're going to try to shut down things early, and we've got to have guys in the right spots to, keep plays alive.
Shooting accuracy aside, what are the things that you've kind of tried to go over with Patrick now as line mates in your time together? Do you guys sort things out when you're on the ice together?
I think the biggest thing is just, going to the right spots. I think that's the biggest thing, especially when you're playing against, guys like we're going to be playing against tonight. You got to be in the right spot. You got to be in a good support position, kind of all over the ice. And, having that consistency over and over, I think that's the biggest thing that I've tried to teach him, is being in those right spots all the time. And, that makes it easy whenever a guy, gets in tough position, gets into a battle, he knows where his outlets are. And I think that's the biggest thing I'm trying to teach him right now.
Did you see Connor McDavid's goal here the other night?
Pretty nice. He's a pretty good player.
You played with him in Austin in 2016 in the World Cup. Just your memories of that line together, because the three of you were pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. Getting to play with two guys like that was pretty special. It's definitely something I'll remember probably for the rest of my life. It was definitely a highlight of my career, that tournament in general. But obviously, getting to play with two guys of that caliber, and I think the big thing I remember actually was, me and Austin, after every practice, we'd pass, it wasn't like we talked about it, but we'd do passing things, we'd be working on things after practice forever. And I think it's pretty cool to see where, Austin is now, opposed to where he was when he was 18 years old at that tournament just drafted. It's it's a pretty cool transition, and pretty amazing to see the player he is, and how much better he gets every year.
Quite amazing to see when you look at the points or the goals, how many guys under 23, 24 are dominating here.
Yeah.
It's like that tournament was like the hailing, here comes the youth, and you guys are taking over.
That was a special team. I still think about it, every now and then. That was a pretty special tournament to be a part of, and a lot of great players. I got to play with, and that tournament was just special. Being in Toronto, the excitement that I think our team drew was pretty special, and I'll always cherish that team for a long time coming.